This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in listening for Bradley, he's off today. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm filling in for Bradley today live from the bunker here in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. And we've got a treat for you coming up in the next segment. We're going to have a special guest, and I'll tell you about him in just a little bit. But if you're looking for us online, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Radio and also Sons of Liberty Media. And if you're looking for Bradley on Twitter, you can go to BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. And well, we're seeing a lot of stuff going on in our country, for sure. I want to give you some things off the website to kick off the show. And then in the next segment, we're going to have our special guest on for a segment. And then in the final half of the show, I want to talk about something that really bothers me in the Christian world, and that is the issue of not paying attention to what justice is and what law is and how we should understand those things in the light of what God teaches us. Sure, it's going to be sort of Sunday school-ish, but it has very practical implications, especially when we're talking the politics that we're in, because politics, is really the fleshing out of who the society is bowing to, who's their God, because it shocks some people when I tell them, but every society is theocratic. That means that the God of that society deems what the laws are. If you're Islamic, it's Sharia. If you're Christian, it's the Bible. If you're humanist, it's just whatever the culture wants to go along with. Okay? And various other religions have things that deem what their laws are. But then you start to ask the question, are those laws just? Okay, and then how do you determine whether they're just? Is it just because of what you feel, or is there somebody outside of you who is saying that? And this is kind of where we've come to in America. Now, Bradley points to the law of God and the Constitution of what governs us. And ultimately, the Constitution, this may shock people, the Constitution is subservient to God's law. Okay? We can only know what is right and wrong, what is just, from someone outside of us. And so that'll be what I talk about in the second half. But just to point you over to the website today, some of the things that's going on in our country. Of course, there's a lawsuit from this guy, Rod Wheeler. It's this guy. There is something fishy about this guy. He's suing Fox News and Donald Trump, claiming that the Seth Rich conspiracy story was manufactured and distracted from a fake Russian investigation. That's what it is. There's no evidence that's been given forward for what the media or what the the criminally minded in Congress have been advancing. Again, that's not to side with Donald Trump. It's just saying, look, you don't go after the guy for something that you don't even have evidence on. You bring forth evidence, we'll take a look at that. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, former Maryland school aide with HIV, okay, faces 1,500 years for 119 counts of sexual assault on young boys. This is not pedophilia, ladies and gentlemen. This is sodomy. Okay? A lot of people want to cover that up. This guy knew he had HIV, sexually assaulted these boys. Now he's facing 1,500 years in prison. And there's a question for what we're going to look at later. Is prison really a just sentence for such a man? Or did God prescribe something else? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Are we seeing the biggest conspiracy in U.S. history unravel before our eyes? Well, I don't know that it's the biggest one, but this whole idea of the Muslim IT spy is a big deal. It's a national security breach. But there are other ones that come along that I can think of that are bigger conspiracies than this. Federal Reserve, the assassination of JFK. I might even be inclined to throw 9/11 right in there with it. But anyway, the point is we are seeing some of the things that have been done that have put us at risk being uncovered. I think that's a good thing as long as we bring some resolve and we bring justice to it. So that's going to line up right with what we talk about at the last half of the show. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Connecticut homeowners receive hate mail for flying American flags. And I've got friends that are in Connecticut, have left Connecticut, and they've told me, they said, this place is overtaken by open communists in their government. And so I'm not surprised by this. It's a sad thing that these communists will then try to present themselves as patriots and freedom-loving Americans when they're anything but. Anyway, sonsoflibertymedia.com, attorneys call for city representatives to respect First Amendment right of naval officer to play taps in honor of fallen heroes. It's a First Amendment issue that they don't have a right to restrict that. Also, in America, a court rules that residents can't mention Islam or Muslim at a public hearing. Are you talking about overstepping your bounds? The people in that area, this borough that is at, ought to be standing up and calling for the impeachment of the judge that's there and going to this public hearing and using the terms, every single one of them using the terms that they're being told they can't be used, and telling government, there's no law that you can write, that you have authority to write, to shut us up with regards to this. From Eric Rush today, the other Rush, we're no longer tolerating leftist celebrity blather. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also in Russia, 4 dead in a courthouse shootout after Muslims try to grab guns from officers and take hostages. And another issue regarding justice, a homeless man robs a bank. This is like the fifth or sixth one that he's robbed in order to be able to go to prison so he has housing, so he has food. We can talk about the justice or injustice of that all the way around, and we'll probably use that as an example on the other side of the break in the next segment. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trump's fatal mistake. The president can't stop taking credit for the stock market bubble. That may backfire on him, sadly. Hang on with us through the break. Buckle up. We're going to have Gary Bates from Creation Ministries on the other side. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yo, my name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line we have with us Gary Bates. He is with Creation Ministries. You can find them at creation.com. And Gary's been a speaker on creation and evolution since 1990. He has a background in management and marketing. In 2002, he was invited to join the ministry full-time in Brisbane and eventually became its head of ministry. Excuse me. Now, Gary was once a convinced evolutionist, okay? But the creation message had an impact on his life, and so now he is a biblical creationist, and he wants to share that with the average person on the street and lead them to the God of creation. Gary has written a book called Alien Invasion, UFOs and the Evolution Connection, and now he's got a movie coming out that's, I believe it's based on that. It's called Alien Intrusion. And so we have Gary with us on the line to talk about that in this segment. Gary, welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Thanks, Tim. Nice to be with you. Just so your viewers are not confused, you said I was joined the ministry in Brisbane, which is Australia, but I'm actually now living in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been here for 9 years, where I'm the CEO of the U.S. Office of Creation Ministries International.
Yes, yes, and you're around a lot of my friends down there. Some guys that I work for now, and some guys that I have worked for in the past are in that area. And it's good to have you on. And we wanted to have you on because you've got a film that's going to be opening up, Alien Intrusion, and wanted to give you a chance to speak to that because in our culture, while many of us can watch sci-fi and we can take that in, you know, sort of with a grain of salt, maybe some entertainment or whatever, because we have a creation view of the world, what is the danger of this indoctrination that we're receiving now regarding UFOs, aliens, and things of that nature, and how does it tie to evolution?
Well, you know, while I was waiting to talk to you, I was listening to some of the promos for your Sons of Liberty show, and you made the point that you're all about promoting a Judeo-Christian ethic and worldview, and that is ultimately the key, because without a right foundation, anything that we look at can be misleading. We can receive information without realizing that information is surrounded by a philosophical worldview that can steer us into wrong thinking. So, you know, I wasn't always a Christian. I wasn't raised in a Christian home. And I grew up, you know, loving sci-fi and watching, you know, Star Trek and Star Wars like everybody else. And I've got my collection of science fiction books. But as a non-Christian, it really led me to ideas that, you know, maybe aliens are visiting the Earth, you know, in their faster-than-light spaceships. Now, why did I think that? Well, because through my formative years, through my schooling, just like every public high school and even elementary school and college student in this country, we are taught as a scientific fact that there was a Big Bang 14 billion years ago and that you and I are the result of chance, random processes over billions of years. That's how life got on the Earth. So if life evolved on the Earth, when we look out in this incredibly vast universe, you know, there might be trillions of planets where life has evolved over 14 billion years. I mean, that's an unimaginable amount of time. And of course, they reckon our Earth is in a relatively young part of the universe. So there could be planets where life has evolved. Just imagine this, 1 billion years in advance of human beings. And can you imagine a civilization that's a billion years advanced in its technology? No wonder it could have come and visited the Earth and seeded life on Earth and allowed evolution to take over. Now, whilst that sounds like a science fiction view, Creation Ministries International is a science-based ministry. We employ more scientists, more PhDs than any Christian ministry in the world. And I can tell you that mainstream science today, so talking people like Richard Dawkins, you know, former Oxford professor, the leading Darwinist today, if you watch that movie Expelled at the end with Ben Stein, he says, well, I don't know, maybe aliens created life here. Paul Davies, world-famous physicist, he says, we're just Martians. And Sir Francis Crick, co-discoverer of the DNA molecule over 60 years ago, former Nobel Prize winner, he says that aliens deliberately seeded life here on Earth billions of years ago. That's called panspermia. And the reason it has become popular, even with all of our technological advances today, when we look at the cell, when we look at the DNA, that's the storage system that contains the program to tell cells what to build, whether you're a frog or a fish and, you know, what shade of skin and hair you're going to have. Darwin knew nothing about the complexity of the cell, and today modern cell biology is like information technology. They talk in terms of gigabytes of information. And when we look at it, you know, it's increasingly unreasonable to think that it all came about by chance. And so that's why people like Dawkins, you know, anti-theist and very hostile to biblical creation, says, well, maybe aliens created life, you know, older, wiser, more technologically advanced. So the argument's not about science, Tim. It gets back to whether there's a God or not. And, you know, as a wise man once said, there's nothing new under the sun. So we need to realize that all the facts that are presented to us, you know, when we go to school, we're shown pictures of rocks and fossils, and we're told that this is proof the Earth is billions of years old, and here's evidence that apes evolved into man. Well, if people go to a creation-based ministry, they'll see scientific answers as to why that is a wrong interpretation of those same facts. And so when we look at the alien UFO subject, it's simple. Life arose by one of two mechanisms. Either it was created or it evolved. And as I said, all the wise of aliens visiting the Earth. But there is another thing too. I mean, I've been, you know, working in this area for many years. And you do know it's claimed, based on polls that have been conducted, that up to 20 million Americans have seen a UFO. And I know from the hundreds of times I've spoken in churches, that even includes Christians, because Christians are just part of the general population. They can be caught up in seeing things. Now, over 90% can be explained as natural or man-made phenomena, but there's a very small percentage that kind of defy naturalistic explanation. They're seen to fly at incredible speeds. In fact, if you go to our website on the movie, which is just alienintrusion.com, you'll see trailers. And at the National Press Club in Washington in 2010, over 80 Air Force officers, and I'm talking about enlisted men, 80 Air Force officers gave their personal testimony where they saw these things tracked on radar, going at over 7,000 miles per hour, doing U-turns without slowing down. And one gentleman even says that they interfered with the operational readiness of our nuclear weapons. So this is something actually that the government must be aware of. But of course, if the government, if officialdom does not believe in the supernatural, as we Christians do, how will they explain these things? Then their only alternative is to say, and as you'll see in the movie that's coming out, one officer says, well, these must be aliens from another realm or another dimension or another planet with far superior technology. So again, we see things and people have experiences. How you interpret them is dependent upon your worldview. These things literally defy the laws of physics, and you can't do that. You can't build physical craft that defy the laws of physics. When something enters our realm and vanishes from radar screen, just disappears, we're talking about something that is supernatural, or even as the experts, non-Christian ones, would call paranormal or paraphysical.
Sure, sure. And we even have evidence, or we have the stories, I think it was in L.A., what was it, 1940s or something, where even the military was involved in shooting at some of these kinds of crafts and things like that. But the issue is those who want to reject God, who want to reject the Creator, they're in a Romans 1 thing, they're at war with God. They have to find some explanation for it, and what they fail to do is they fail to take into account that there is this. I want to say possibility. You and I believe it's a reality, but for them to even bring it into a possibility that there exists this other dimension with spiritual creatures, both good and evil. And I don't mind saying they're extraterrestrial because God, demons, angels, they're not from this earth. But they don't want to take it that, well, these guys could be here. You know, the Bible could be true on those things. They have to formulate something that fits with their faith. It's not just a worldview. It's their faith. This is what they believe.
Well, it's what they want to be, as I said, because if there is a God, then we're accountable to a God, but we're not going to be accountable to some, you know, aliens from a distant planet.
Right.
But here's the thing, and I want to, you know, if there are people out there listening, I just want to point out, this is not a couple of Bible thumpers talking about this, because if they go and watch the movie, or they can read my book, get it on Amazon, it's called Alien Intrusion, UFOs and the Evolution Connection, you will see in the movie, we've got people like Nick Redfern, he's the History Channel's go-to guy, he's written over 40 books on the subject.
Gary?
Dr. John Mack, yes, sir?
Gary, we're coming up to break. Do you want to hang on just a second,
sure,
and maybe give your thing after the break?
Sure.
Okay, hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi everyone, this is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration, with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. On the line we have Gary Bates from Creation Ministries International. That's creation.com. And he's talking about a new film that's going to be coming out shortly. And you can watch the trailer for that at alienintrusion.com. Gary, before the break, I had to cut you off. I'm sorry about that. I want you to finish your thought and maybe tell people how they can find out more about you and your ministry.
Well, yes, you mentioned the website creation.com. So that website now has about close to 40 years worth of creation research. There's over 12,500 articles and videos. You know, there's a search engine. If people are sitting there saying, well, you know, what about carbon 14 dating? You know, doesn't that prove an old age of the earth? Or, well, yeah, there are flaws in the Bible. Who did Cain marry? And so on. All those answers are on that site. It's absolutely free. There's a web store where people can get creation resources, including our magazine, with which there's no advertising in there. So we're a faith-funded ministry. We're supported to produce all that information for the benefit of the church and Christians in general. And that also includes the movie that is coming out. So you mentioned the website Alien Intrusion, and as I said, there are trailers there. People can sign up for our free email news. They'll be advised of when it's coming out. That's going to be in January at this stage. We haven't got a firm date on the day, but it's going to be in theaters around the country in January.
Okay, that sounds great. And we're going to have you back on. I think we've scheduled you for the end of September to talk about that before the movie comes out. So we look forward to talking with you then. And thank you for taking time to be with us. Gary Bates, creation.com is where you can find him. Creation Ministries International. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks, Tim. Bless you. Bye.
Uh-huh. You too. All right, Gary Bates, we're going to talk about justice and the law, what the law was used for, what the law should be used for now in the remaining time that we have. So if you want to call in, look, I'll take your call. Please stick to the topic. All right, 1-866-582-9933.
1-866-582-9933. And if you want to disagree with me, that's fine. But if you call in and you disagree with me, I'm going to ask you one specific question on this issue that should settle it. And I'm going to expect people to try to divert from that. And if you divert from that, I'm not going to hold you over, okay? Because I've dealt with people on this issue over and over and over, and nobody wants to stay where this logically leads. And as the Bible teaches us, Jesus is the Logos. That's translated in the English as word, when it really should be the understanding of the word logic. And that's why we should be thinking logically, okay? but this subject comes up often with people in the political realm, especially for those who do not like Christians who uphold the law of God like the Lord Jesus Christ did, like the Apostle Paul did, like the apostles did, like the New Testament church did, like the Old Testament church did, like the Reformers did, like Christians throughout history have done. Okay? So that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about how does this impact our politics here in America? Because, you know, frankly, folks, I'm hearing people today say, we need to get rid of these Christians. We just got rid of the Christians and their perspective on how politics ought to be done, we would be just fine. Well, guess what? You've had that for decades now. You have pushed Christianity, biblical law. You've been pushing that out. This is what you're getting right now as a result of doing that. Okay? This is what you're getting. And it's been going on, not just for decades. It's been slowly pushing in for a couple of hundred years. Okay? Trying to push the law out. It's been subtle at first, but it's slowly pushing it out. And now we're seeing this massive push to not have this standard that God has set. Okay? Now, the reason I'm really on this today, I have a dear friend, lady out of Tennessee, wonderful lady. I love her to death. I really do. She's contributed to one of the sites that I'm on. She contributes to a site that Bradley contributes to. And she's just a great lady. She really is. But on this issue, she does what everybody that I've run into that disagrees with me about the law of God and its use today does. They revert back to talking about the law being that which shows us sin, and that's all it's there for. It's not to be used in society. We can just, I guess, have any laws we want to. We can say whatever we want to is wrong, and you can be punished for it in however, whatever kind of means you want. And that's justice. I guess that's what they think, because they never answer me with regard to this. Anyway, we went back and forth. The lady wrote me an email, and she called some people dominionists and theonomists. Now, I don't have a lot of time to lay out what these are. Please don't go to Wikipedia to define dominionist or theonomist, okay? Dominionist simply means that, in its basic level, is we would take the creation mandate to Adam and Eve to, have children, multiply, be fruitful, all that kind of, subdue the earth and take dominion over it. And that is for the glory of God. It's not that we're there to, tear up things and stuff like that, but it is to use things for the glory of God. And then there is the idea of theonomy, which simply says the law of God is still valid with respect to the moral law. It's clear from the New Testament that ceremonial laws were taking place, were pictures of what Christ would fulfill. It's clear from the New Testament that the priesthood and things of that nature, the sacrifices and the utensils and the temple and all of that were pictures of Christ, and he fulfilled that. No question about it. It's clear that there are pictures of the church that are contained in that, that's revealed in the New Testament of what goes on in the church and Christ purchasing that church as his bride. It's clear, it seems to me, in the New Testament, the unclean and the clean, and how that is a picture of those who are still in their sins versus those who have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. So those things are clear. But when it comes to morality, those things have not done away. They've not been done away with. And yet I have a woman telling me all of these laws, including the Ten Commandments, are done away with, and now we have the law of Christ. Well, I have to ask, first and foremost, who gave the law at Sinai? Who gave the law to Moses? Folks, it was the Christ. It was the Christ. How many persons are there in the Godhead, as the Catechism says? There are three persons in the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one God, the same in substance, equal in power and glory. Okay? So don't start distinguishing this stuff except apart from their work. Okay? The Father had a work, the Son had a work, and the Holy Spirit had a work, but they are one God. Who gave the law at Sinai? The one God. And the Son was in that one God. Okay? So when people start divvying this stuff up, they start doing it with history. They start doing it with the church. They start divvying up the people of God from the modern state of Israel. I had people call me on this article that Chuck Baldwin wrote at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And if you actually understood what he was getting at, he was trying to distinguish between the modern state of Israel and who the real Israel of God is. It is the people of God. It is those who are believers. Look, you can be the modern state of Israel. I think the modern state of Israel has a right to exist. I think it has a right to defend itself and everything else. But they're not the people of God. As John says, they're antichrist because the majority of them reject. They're like what Gary was talking about before. They reject God. They claim to be atheists, which they're not. They're lying to themselves. They're deceiving themselves. And many of them reject the Christ. And John says, if any man says Jesus has not come in the flesh, and John also wrote that that Jesus is God. He was God from beginning. He was the creator. He is the creator. They're antichrist. So if you want to side with the modern state of Israel on this issue and say they're God's people, you go right ahead, but you're going against Scripture. And you can be mad at me and say you're anti-Semite or whatever. I'm not calling for the death of anybody in that respect. I'm just simply telling you this is what Scripture says about that kind of ideology. But to get back to my point, this woman says that the law was given, obviously, to show sin, and I have no problem with that. It certainly does. It shows where the boundaries are. It shows where the lines are. Okay? Nevertheless, as what the Scripture says, when Paul writes, he said, nevertheless, even though there wasn't a law till the law came, people were still dying. Why were they dying? Because they were in Adam. And what did Adam do? He violated the first law. Don't eat of that tree. I've given you all this stuff. I've given you a mandate. There's just one thing I don't want you to do, and that's eat of this tree. And what did Adam do? He ate of the tree. He violated the law, the commands of God. Okay? Now, this friend of mine goes on, and her whole argument against me, when I talk about law in the public sphere, her whole argument against me is about how Christians are not under the law, which I agree with. We're not under the law as far as its punishments or its condemnation. Paul writes, there is therefore no condemnation in Christ for those who are in, or condemnation under the law for those who are in Christ Jesus, right? It's very clear. We can't save ourselves from the good works of the law. In fact, from our earliest stages, we can't make up for the earliest sins of disobeying our parents, for an outburst of wrath, okay, for stealing something as small as a penny. We can't make up for that because it's an eternal transgression or violation of the law against an eternal God. We can't make it up. So my argument's not against that. Men are justified before God. His wrath is appeased in Christ by faith alone, grace alone, and Christ alone. I'm right there with the reformers. But what we're going to talk about in the last segment is the fact that the law is useful in society. And that's what we need to do, because that is a thing in which we point people to the gospel. So hang on.
At
the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here, and boy, I got a lot of talking to do in a short time to do it. Let me cover a few things. This friend of mine has attacked people that I've worked with. One particular man in general, Dr. Gary North out of Georgia. He's down there in the area that Brother Gary is in. I worked for Gary North for a while. I think I was the only male employee he ever had. He didn't fire. But Dr. North is a wealth of information on the law of God, on the economics of the Old Testament system and all of that. And he is attacked on every side. In fact, some people have attacked him over the issue of homeschool education and wanting people to teach their kids to have a Christian training to take over the society, to take dominion, as God said, and to you know, let the earth bring forth the glory of God, right? I mean, isn't that our ultimate goal? What is the chief end of man? It is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever, as the Catechism teaches us. Now, that's what the Scriptures teach us. We're to find our joy in God and we're to glorify Him. But one of the things that gets me is, you know, I simply cited to this lady that Jesus came and He didn't come to do away with the law, did He? Not one jot or tittle will pass away from the law. The law is fulfilled. And it's not just that. He said, I didn't come to destroy the law or the prophets, but I've come to fulfill them. Why? Because those things speak about me. Now, in the sense of being saved from sin and God's wrath and sin's power over us, that we're able to live holy before the Lord. Absolutely, I agree with her. The law is not there in respect to this mountain, as John Bunyan wrote in Pilgrim's Progress, that's heaving over us, that's ready to cave in, like the mountain of Sinai. It was on fire, it was rumbling, and all of this other. It's not that anymore. Rather, the law is like what Paul says in Romans. He says, we esteem the law. Why? Because the law teaches us, it not only drives us to Christ, but then it says, here's how you love God and here's how you love man, right? Otherwise, if that's done away with, I ask anybody out there, 1-866-582-9933, I ask anybody out there, where is the standard for how we love God and how we love man? Not only that, when you look around in society, why should we have a law that says we have to wear a seatbelt? Let's go a little further. Why should we have a law that says a plant that grows naturally, that God formed, and it's in your possession, on your property, why should you have to go to jail for that? In fact, is jail really a just punishment for anything? Doesn't matter what it is. Do you see where all this goes? It goes back to, where do we get our knowledge? Where do we get our understanding? Or how do we understand law? Who has determined what's right and wrong? And who has determined when you cross that line and you go from right to wrong, what the punishment should be in this life, not in the next? We know, as Christians, we believe we'll all stand before God and we'll give an account to Him. But how do we determine that even for unbelievers? Well, my friend went through a long thing, and her argument is all this stuff. She's doing away with the law and talking about, it's basically an argument that as Christians we're not under law. Okay, fine. I get it. That's not an argument against the theonomist who says within the society there have to be laws and there have to be justice and there has to be punishments for violating the laws. And the only way I know outside of me, because look, I could get swayed for all kinds of things, emotional reasons, somebody I'm tied to, a family member, whatever, and I'm a frail and weak man, okay? I am. I can get pulled over there for that argument and this, that, and the other. But if we're going to have equal justice under the law, who determines what the law is and whether it's just or not? Well, my friend wrote all this stuff to say, oh, the New Testament doesn't say this, that, and the other. And she wants to distinguish between the law of Moses and the law of Christ. And I've heard this stuff before. Okay, it's covenant theology, but it's not covenant theology out of the Reformed perspective. Or it's called New Covenant theology. I'm sorry. One of my elders, Michael Ware, he's also contributed to Sons of Liberty Media.com, has written a book on that. That you can get at Amazon. The name is slipping me right now, but if you go to Amazon, you look up Michael Ware, you'll find it there. It's on the law of God and its importance in the society. But what this lady fails to understand is she is arguing for Christians. She is not arguing the same thing I'm arguing. I'm not even arguing. I'm presenting it. But here's what the Apostle Paul says. He's writing New Testament, right? If anybody knows his theology, it's the Apostle Paul, right? I mean, right? Paul's the one who says we're justified by faith, right? He makes that argument in Romans, about Abraham. He was justified by faith. Why? Because he believed God. And what was God? What was he believing God for? Well, God said you're going to have a seed. And in your seed, all the nations would be blessed. And he wasn't even really talking about Isaac, even though Isaac came along. It was through the line of Isaac which led to Christ. He was talking about Christ will bless the nations. That's the Apostle Paul. He argued from that standpoint. So Paul and me would agree with my sister over here. Okay? But Paul writes in 1 Timothy 1 this, and I want you to listen very, very carefully. And make the distinction. For the believer, the law isn't over us. It becomes our standard for how we evaluate whether we love God and love man, right? We don't commit adultery. We don't steal. We don't murder. We don't commit perjury. We don't covet our neighbor's stuff. We don't engage in sodomy. We don't do all of these other things in the law to demonstrate that we actually love our God and love our neighbor. But Paul says this, we know the law is good, 1 Timothy 1:8, if one uses it legitimately. Well, how are they using it legitimately? Well, he doesn't talk about leading people to Christ at this point. What he says is we realize that the law is not enacted for the righteous. He's talking about those who are in Christ, but for the lawless and rebellious, for the ungodly and sinful, for the holy and profane, for killers or fathers or mothers or for murderers, for the sexually immoral, for homosexuals, for slave traders and liars and perjurers, and for anyone else who is averse to sound teaching. And he adds this, that agrees with the glorious gospel of the blessed God with which I have been entrusted. Now, friends, I want to tell you something. I am of the opinion that because we don't exercise real justice in our society, the gospel ends up being watered down. It's watered down to the point now where you can just come forward and pray a prayer, ask Jesus in your heart, which is not seen anywhere in Scripture, and all of a sudden you're a Christian. No, the Bible says you must be born again. That's a work of God. It comes as a result of the preaching of the Word of God. That way God is glorified. And you become a new creature in Christ. You are slain by the law. You are slain by the Word of God. But then you're also resurrected to new life. And now that law and that God that you once hated, you love both. And you want, you're like David. Your law is always before. I love your law, God. I love it because I love you. And that's true for Christians. But what about in the society? Again, we come back. I gave you the story about this homeless guy who robbed a bank. Okay, he wanted to be in there. Well, first off, I asked, well, where's his family? Why is his family not taking care of him? Maybe he doesn't have family. I don't know. Maybe the guy is sinful. I'm sure he's sinful because of what he did. But he broke the law. Should he spend time in jail? Why was he even thinking, well, I'll get, you know, three hots and a cot for however many years. He's an older guy. He's got health problems. Why would he even think that? It's not a biblical mindset to put him in prison. Nowhere in Scripture will you find God demanding that as just punishment. Oh, sure, Paul, he didn't go looking for the hotel when he went into the new cities that he went into. He was looking for the jail. Well, that's where I'm going to be spending my time. People are mad at me for preaching against sin, for providing the law of God and giving them a remedy to their failures, their transgressions against God. Okay? What about the guy who sexually assaulted the 24 young men? Should he be facing 1,500 years in prison? What does the law of God say? The law of God says he should lose his life if he's found guilty. Now, you think that's hard, but folks, I'm telling you right now, it's because we don't think like that. That's why we will not bring justice in our society, even among our leaders. And it's something we really need to get back to because our forefathers did the same. 23 hours, Bradley be back with you. It's been a joy and a pleasure to be with you. Check out creation.com. Till then, we'll see ya.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.